All right, this is the new Weird Al playing in the background here. Weird Al going to be on in 20 seconds.
My front lawn, I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
That's so funny because he is so white and nerdy too, you know? It fits the song perfectly. Speaking of Weird Al, hey, Weird Al, what's up, my man? He's on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Weird Al.
Hey, here he is. Oh, wait, I can't hear him. Here he is. Hey, Al, what's up, my man?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now, it's Yankovic, right? Not Yankovic.
No, it is actually Yankovic with a hard K.
I told you.
Oh, dude, see, I thought it Vitch, and then people were instant messaging me here on roverradio.com. They're saying, yeah, it's Yankovic because he's Slovenian or something, I guess.
Call me whatever you like.
All right.
We're that close.
So, you have a new CD that comes out in just a few days, straight out of Linwood. It's a dual disc, which means that it has a DVD on there, too. What's on the DVD side of the disc?
On the DVD side is six brand new music videos, and also a making of the album documentary, 5.1 surround sound, instrumental mixes, PCM stereo, on-screen lyrics. What a package! I can't even believe it.
And the video is now in heavy rotation on VH1, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Man, this
they call it extra large rotation, but yeah, basically heavy.
The XL large rotation on his the song that I was just playing there, as a matter
That's
of
right.
fact. White and Nerdy on VH1. Now, how did you get started doing this, Weird Al? No. The parody songs.
Oh, that. I have like every other kid in the universe that hears songs on the radio, and I just change the words around to amuse my friends, but I would send in tapes to the Dr. Demento show that I recorded in my bedroom, and he played them when I was like 15 years old and kind of built up a cult following. So I just kind of accidentally became a career.
Now, do you get everyone's permission before you do the songs, parody their songs, or do you just do it anyway?
Back when I was 15 years old, I didn't call up Michael Jackson or anything like that. I would just go ahead and do it. But nowadays, I realize that I have a lot of relationships with managers and agents and publicists and artists and songwriters. So I always get permission, even though legally I could probably get around that.
Because I know that one guy was pissed off at you. I remember years ago, Coolio.
Who?
Coolio got mad at
Coolio.
You.
Oh, Coolio.
Yeah, Coolio was mad at you for... what was
Amish,
it?
Amish Paradise.
Yeah, Amish Paradise. He said that it was making fun of his ghetto situation or whatever.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No,
not me.
Dude, I remember when, trying to think of which of your Michael Jackson parodies it was, because I was a huge Michael Jackson fan when I was a kid. I just turned 30. Today's my birthday, Al.
Oh, happy
actually.
Birthday.
I'm 31, so I'm in that age range when I was like, you know, 7, 8 years old. Michael Jackson was the man. I had the penny loafers, sequin socks, everything. I had the glove. I wore it to Congress. I went on a trip to Washington D.C. and I wore my sequin glove into Congress, and all the congressmen laughed at me.
Gay.
Oh.
But there on MTV, a Weird Al parody came on one of his videos. I forget which one it was.
Could have been Eat It. Could have been Fat. I'm not sure.
I think it was Eat It. It must have been Eat It. In fact, it was Eat It, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And the VJ told me before, I was 8 years old, whatever. The VJ said before the video came on, this is a very funny video from Weird Al, and he's really screwing with Michael Jackson. And if you look and you stand on your head, upside down, you can get Michael Jackson's home phone number in the billiard room scene of this video.
Really?
And I'm such a dumbass. So I remember this 20 years later. I stood on my head and watched your entire video waiting for Michael Jackson's home phone number. I thought, Weird Al will do that, man. I'll just call Michael.
Was this like an April Fool's Day or something?
I think they were just knowing that like an 8-year-old kid would be stupid enough to do it, you know? Michael would have loved
MTV doesn't do that kind of stuff anymore. It's like they'd be probably afraid of a lawsuit. They're much too corporate now.
Right, right. No. Yeah, Michael Jackson was actually hoping I would call, though. Michael Jackson was putting his home phone number in his own videos and telling 8-year-old boys to call.
Give me a call sometime.
So, I mean, what are the artist's reactions, though, when you do them? Is it kind of, it should be a badge of honor. If Weird Al does your song, you know you've made it because Weird Al only does the hits.
Well, that's what I tell them. I say, you're nothing until you've gotten your Weird Al parody.
Are you married?
I am.
Are you? How long have you been married for?
I've been married a little over 5 years.
Do you just have a fortune from all of this? Or I know you may have a lot of money, but I mean, is it like an unbelievable fortune? You don't have to give me what you're worth.
No, it's, I mean, you know, I'm comfortable. I make a living. I live in a nice house in L.A., so I do well, but I'm not like, you know, filthy, stinking rich. There's lawyers and doctors and many other professional people that, you know, I'm sure are quite better off than I am.
I remember that you had, and I forget, forgive me because I don't have the information here in front of me, I just remember this off the top of my head, you were getting ready to do a concert, this was a couple of years ago, and I think one or maybe both of your parents were killed right, if I'm getting the story right, like right when you were about ready to go on stage or something, is that true?
Yeah, it was a few hours before.
Was that just, and I remember because you were very close reading the article. And
what happened?
How long did it take to get back into actually writing funny stuff, or did you immerse yourself in your work to kind of get over a tragedy like that?
It was, you know, obviously it was the worst thing and the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, and it was just kind of a lot of... A little bit of denial and a lot of distraction. I mean, I figured that the best way to kind of get through it was to just go on doing what I do. And thankfully, I had the support of my family and my friends. They were able to kind of get me through a very difficult situation.
Yeah. How's your formula for writing a song, Weird Al? And I'm sorry to bring that up, but I just remember that. I know how difficult that must have been, and I remember reading. You know, that it was devastating to you because you were unusually close to your parents. Do you have a formula for coming up with a song that you're going to do? Do you just say, hey, this is going to be a big hit, or this is a big hit, and how do you pick the songs you're going to do?
Generally, I just, you know, listen to a lot of radio stations and go through the Billboard charts and just see what makes the most sense, and you know, just kind of use my gut feeling.
What's the best parody song that you've ever done? What's your favorite song?
I'd probably pick something off the new album. Maybe White and Nerdy.
Yeah, you like that one, the new one.
Yeah.
Are you? I'm sorry. You came down. I didn't mean to bum you out. I feel bad now.
It's all right.
I'm serious. I mean, I feel bad. I didn't mean to bum you out there, Al. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
What happened to your parents? Because I don't remember the story.
They died through carbon monoxide poisoning in their house.
Oh. You're kidding me? That's what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Was it like a faulty heating or something, or was it a faulty thing or what?
The flue was closed apparently, and they started a fire.
Man. Oh. Oh man!
I'm so sorry for your loss, honey.
Al.
And Robert, stop! This is bumming him out.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is supposed to be early good. For this.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember that my mom went to turn on the furnace for the first day. It was about the time when I was standing on my head looking at Michael Jackson from his phone number. But she turned on the furnace for the first time for that year or whatever, and. Something she's feeling a little bit queasy or a little bit tired or whatever after a couple hours after she had done this, and she had the wherewithal to turn off the thing and call, and the guy came out, and this is before you had carbon monoxide detectors and everything. The guy came out and he's like, man, you guys are lucky that you called me, because this would have been deadly.
Yeah.
The messages, get those. I have them all over my house now. So I have one downstairs and one upstairs.
I got to buy one.
Yes, definitely.
Very important.
My very first concert that I ever saw was Weird Al Yankovic opening up for the Monkees at the Star Plaza in Merrillville, Indiana.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I got to say, man, Weird Al, your live show rocks, man.
Oh, thank you.
It was great. Awesome. I had a gas.
Thank you.
All right. Weird Al, thank you so much for calling in and being on Rover's Morning Glory, Al.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dude, whoa. What did
I said,
you do?
I said, what happened? And nobody even explained how his parents died. He was
oh
so,
my God.
My God.
That was so wrong.
I didn't know. I mean, dude, it was a mood change.
I thought he was effing around.
I know. I thought that too at first.
I thought he was purposely going to be like overly dramatically sad. And then come back with a big laugh or something. But he was really upset.
Yeah, he was.
Usually,
and I wasn't trying to piss a guy off. I like Weird Al. Honestly, some guys I try and piss off. That guy wasn't trying to piss off.
Usually when we have a guest on, I'll pick up with him and thank him for being on. Yeah. He just hung right up.
Oh, yeah. He slammed the phone down.
That's what he must have been saying. Oh. Dude.
Man.
You didn't get my joke, too. I said at his concert, I had a gas.
You didn't hear that? Nobody caught that. I was so upset that he was upset.
I didn't even get that. I was too nervous. I wanted to cheer the guy up or something. Dude.
Then you went right back to it. I feel you're in a bad mood. No, Doogie.
And let me tell you, anyone who listens to this show and thinks that Doogie is Miss Proper, she's over there going, ask what happened. Ask what happened. Jeez. Off the air. She's like, what happened? What happened to him? No, I had to go back to that. I tried to take it away, and Doogie's bringing it back to the poor guy's dead parents.
God, I can't breathe any talk.
I'm getting a carbon monoxide detector today.
I have one. I bought them. I got. You know what? What freaked me out? Man, that sucks, dude.
I'm gonna buy.
He was so happy, and he was in such a man. This guy's gonna be pissed for the rest of the day.
He's laughing. Weird Al.
No, he didn't. He was just trying to be. You know.
No, that was a true laugh.
Weird Al, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Weird.
I'll fight you in their martial arts.
Right.
Oh, it's the publicist.
It is?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Dude, they're like, what's going on over there? Why is Rover bringing up his dead parents? I swear to God, I thought that was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that sudden?
I thought it was a long time.
Yeah, when
it might have been a year ago or something.
I thought it was like 10, 15 years ago when he was huge. Oh,
no, no. It wasn't that long ago.
Did he perform when he got the...
Hang on,
Dude, that was too soon. Less than 2 years?
Too
what are you thinking?
Too soon.
Wait, did he perform after he found out that information?
No, he canceled the whole tour.
Of course, yeah. He canceled everything.
Canceled his life.
And he went into like this deep depression, I guess, into this downward spiral. I think this is the first album he's put out since then. Man, I feel bad now. Matt, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, man, what the heck? This is a totally wrong subject to even bring it up, man. You're such a dick, dude.
Why? Because I bring up something that I was curious about happening that was in the news?
Yeah, I mean, the guy is willing to come on your show, and then you go and talk about it, bring up his dead parents. That's so wrong.
You know what, though? If you go out and do interviews, you have to be prepared for people. Rover's doing his job. He's asking questions.
Right.
About somebody that's coming on to do an
for
interview.
For once, Doogie is right. Sure. I'm not knocking Weird Al, but a lot of people, they want to come on the show, and they, like Chris Matthews was talking about it when he was on the show, a lot of people come on his show, and they want the questions in advance. A lot of people want to come on this show and pimp their stuff, but then they don't want to talk about anything other than, you know, pimping their stuff.
Right. I mean, we could go on
I'll let you pimp your stuff, but you got to talk about, you know, what I want to talk about, too.
Right. You can go on some morning zoo show and do a boring interview. It's the same thing you're going to hear everywhere.
Man.
But this is the kind of stuff that...
I feel bad now, dude. He was in such a good mood when he called. He's got the record coming out in a couple of days. I do feel bad.
Well, let's go buy the album.
I did not think
him.
That was a reaction that was going to come out of the guy, you know? God. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Rover.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, I just have to caveat what your caller just said, man. That was just kind of... You got the best song parody dude ever on your show. You're 2 minutes into the interview, and you ask him about his dead parents.
I was not 2 minutes in the interview.
You were probably about maybe 4 minutes, 5 minutes in. You weren't even the interview wasn't even that long. I couldn't continue on with that though.
It wasn't that long because I couldn't get the guy. I couldn't bring it back around.
He was done after that.
I couldn't reel him in. I know.
Yeah,
I was trying to reel him back in.
Man, I know, but I just think that the prep for that interview wasn't your best, bro. I really don't.
Dude, let me ask you a question though. Wait, let me ask you something.
This is a
big story. Weird Al is not in the news too often, okay? I mean, he puts CDs out, but you don't hear of Weird Al on CNN.
Right.
And this was a big story when it came out, and I didn't remember all the details. It was a big story. You're telling me that I'm the only guy that's asked him about his parents dying, like right before a concert?
No, Rover, but you know what? But you know what would separate you from everybody else is just that. You know, everybody else wants to. You know, the problem with our society is we dwell on all the negative things, and we jump on it. You know, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon and says, "Oh, let's talk about the death of his parents." And you yourself, quote unquote, said you were unusually close to your parents, and the fact that you knew that, and then you asked him about his parents anyway. I mean, that's all you did was just jump on the bandwagon with all the other news people. You could have been, hold on, dude. You could have been a little bit different and not even brought it up and just had a great interview, say, hey, you know, hey, you're coming on, you're promoting the album. You know that's why he's coming on, to promote that album. And you've got the opportunity to talk to him and say, hey, you know, how do you get started? How'd you get started? You know, where, what was the first parody you ever wrote?
We did,
you know,
ask him that question. Those are boring questions. We're trying to ask the hard-hitting questions to get to know the Weird Al deep down inside.
Yeah, there's no more hard-hitting show than Rover's Morning Glory. Yeah.
The troubled Weird Al, you know, like maybe those demons are part of the reason why he writes such funny songs. I think it was a relevant question.
I agree.
And we just had Joe Jaravicius in studio, and Rover asked him about his dead baby.
Yeah.
I think that's always, Rover's obsessed with death. That's just, I think, how he is.
But that got
but
a message
But people
want to
know about that. Right. And same thing here. If that's going to change one life, it will change mine. I'm going to go buy carbon monoxide detectors today because I don't have them.
Hey, Dom, will you call Weird Al's people back and tell them that I will pay for Weird Al's therapy if he needs it?
Stop it.
I think
as long as we can broadcast it.
He should write a song called It's Gas, It's Gas, It's Really, Really Gas.
No, Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas.
My parents both died from the gas, gas, gas.
Jesus. Drew in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey.
I thought your line of questioning was fine. I thought Weird Al was offended when Jonathan said he went to his show and had a gas. That's where I think the interview went down.
Dude, he was upset before that. I don't think he caught that.
He was fine all until Jonathan said
he was fine. He was like, he was stuttering.
He was talking. He was bouncing off the walls right until I asked him that question. He's like, hey, good morning. Hey, Robert, how are you? Yeah, so your parents are.
Yes. They were killed right before a concert. I was very.
It almost seemed as if it was a whole other person.
I know.
Like it wasn't even him.
Watch out, dude. If you go to a Weird Al concert, he could snap.
I wonder if somebody killed his parents.
I think it was just a tragic accident.
Do they make it look like that? And they set something up and they leaked it into the house? Because he was so sad.
Ron, good morning. You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Rover, what's up?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, did you guys lose that car wreck sound effect? Because that would have been a perfect time to play because that interview was a car wreck.
Dude, it was unexpected.
Or I could have been, hey, what happened with your parents? How were they killed? Was it a car wreck? Man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I did not think that was going to happen. I can tell you that.
So if he was on David Letterman or Jay Leno.
Oh, you bet their ass they'd bring that up. Why is that? Yeah, you're right. Why is everyone pleased? Why is everyone getting upset at me?
And listen to what Dieter said. Dieter makes sense for once. If it changed one life today and it changed Dieter's, and how many other people out there are going to think, God, what a shame to go, and all you have to do is spend $20 to buy a detector.
That's right.
So it was a public service announcement.
Mike in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, morning, Rover.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Just wanted to say something about that interview. It was... It kind of went bad a little bit, and, you know, you made him feel bad. And then you apologized, and we thought we could go on. You were like, so how did they die?
That's because Doogie is the most cold, callous person on this show, believe me. And she comes off as Miss Goody Two-Shoes, and she's there. How did it happen? In the background, she's off the mic, giving me a look. Ask how it happened. What happened? Ask how it happened. What happened? I had to go back to it, Doogie. Poor guy's going to, you know what? The new headline is going to be, before 2 years ago, I just looked it up. It was April of 2004, Weird Al Yankovic, whatever his name is, elderly parents found dead in their California home. Today, the headline's going to be Weird Al kills self after radio interview because Doogie the bitch made Rover delve into it even further.